my 6 foot father in 3, 2, 1. If someone were to ask me who my favorite living author was, I would have to say Stephen Kuntz. A former naval aviator, Stephen Kuntz flew A-6 intruders from aircraft carriers in Vietnam. He may be most famous for his first book, Flight of the Intruder, and I must say it's a terrific read. By the way, don't see the movie. It was awful. Read the book. Since that first novel, Stephen Kuntz has written some 30 others, not to mention his short stories and compilations. From modern military fiction, to spy thrillers, to nonfiction, to science fiction, to comedic parables, Stephen Kuntz is a fabulous author, and I think I've read everything he's ever published. I just finished reading his latest novel, The Art of War. I was sorry when I got to the last page. I didn't want it to end. You know, writing is hard work, and because it takes such time to write, well, to write well, his books just don't come out fast enough for me. The good news is his new novel, Liberty's Last Stand, is due out within a couple of weeks of this recording. As I was reading The Art of War, I got to think about my father. Well, it wasn't just a book. Captain Nick got me thinking about him through his plane tales as he was interviewing his father, Captain Andy. I know I've told you a bit about my father in the past. He's a person who probably was the most influential on making me the airplane geek I am today. And that's airplane geek in both capital and lowercase letters. Born in 1925, my father, Lou, grew up loving the aircraft of World War I. He also loved ships, naval vessels in particular, as his father, my Grandpa Max, was an old salt. A veteran of the U.S. Navy, my Grandpa Max served before and during the U.S.-Mexican campaign in World War I. After that, he was in the Merchant Marine and retired from there to join the U.S. Customs Service. But that's for another time. While growing up, my father thought he would become a naval architect, but ended up studying engineering until he was drafted for World War II. He was inducted in the Army Corps of Engineers, but at his discharge, at the war's end, he was weary and perhaps, well, disheartened from both building and blowing up bridges, so he decided to pursue psychology. That wasn't the end of his service in the armed forces, though. Having finished his graduate studies in psychology, the newly formed U.S. Air Force drafted him again, this time as an officer, to serve as a psychologist in the medical corps during the Korean War. I learned many things from my father. Some things I've mentioned before, like how to vet a news story, and some things I haven't talked about, like how to appreciate fine whiskey. My dad and I shared some of the same passions. My love of radio comes from him, as does much of my humor. We had an appreciation of British humor in particular, from Shakespeare to Gilbert and Sullivan to Noel Coward, right up to Monty Python. My father also introduced me to science fiction. We almost always read the same books. Well, frankly, he bought the books. I just read them when he was done. He was an avid reader and never went anywhere without a paperback in his hip pocket. He would read 4 or 5 books a week, sometimes reading 2 or 3 at once. My father was really a fast reader, too. One time, I remember, we went together to get his car serviced. We walked across the street to the library to wait. As I was looking at books in the stacks, my father pulled a novel off the shelf and sat down and started reading it at a table. About an hour later, I went over to tell him the car was done. His reply? I know. Give me another 10 minutes to finish a book. He didn't read books. He digested them. My dad was always reading, and I mean always. Can you imagine how embarrassing it was for me, a 12-year-old boy, when he and I were out together and both taking care of some Delta P issues, me standing next to him, doing our thing at respective urinals, as he took a book out of his hip pocket to read so as not to waste time? While we both had different favorite science fiction authors, we did like each other's choices. He introduced me to Murray Leinster and Robert Heinlein, and I probably read their complete works before I was 15. He loved E.E. Doc Smith, L. Sprague de Camp, and H. Beam Piper, among others. My father would read some books over and over again. I never could quite figure that out. Why reread the same book? I asked him once. He explained it beautifully, and in a perfect analogy. He said, "You listen to music, don't you?" "Sure," I told him. He asked, "You only listen to a piece of music one time?" "Come on, Dad," I said, "you know better than that." He said, "Well, just like you hear different things each time you listen to a piece of music and get joy from it each time you hear it, you get different things and different joys each time you reread a book." As usual, my father was able to make things clear for me. And as usual, he was right. In the last few years of his life, my father changed. Well, we all change as we age. But two of these changes were more difficult for me than for him. First of all, he shrunk physically. My 6 foot father became 5'10". I was taller than he was, and that wasn't easy for me. But that wasn't the difficult part. My father shrank a bit mentally, too. He wasn't as sharp as he used to be. Not that it was noticeable to everyone, but those that really knew him could tell. It was like I had two fathers. The 6 foot father I grew up with, and later, my 5'10 dad. Now, when I read Stephen Kuntz's first novel, Flight of the Intruder, back when it was first published in 1986, I knew my father would love it. I sent it to him after I finished it and made him promise to read it ASAP. Now, my father knew I liked many of the same books he did, but he was never quite sure that he liked the same ones I did. Plus, my dad preferred paperbacks. He really didn't like to read hardcovers, as he couldn't keep them in his back pocket. It took 2 or 3 months of me, his adult son, pestering him to read Flight of the Intruder. Finally, knowing I wasn't going to drop the subject, he picked up the book and started it. He called me the next day and thanked me for my tenacity. He loved the book. He became a Stephen Kuntz fan, too, and we would often read them at the same time. And that's why I'm thinking about my father as I finish his Stephen Kuntz novel, The Art of War. When my 5'10 dad and I read any Stephen Kuntz books together, my dad would become my 6 foot father again, if only for the time we talked about the book. It was a love of all things airplanes, and many of the other things naval aviator and author Stephen Kuntz includes in his novels, that helped keep my 6 foot father alive within my 5'10 dad. So, Stephen Kuntz, if you ever hear this, thank you. Thank you for the many years of hard work you put into your writing that gave me many hours of reading pleasure. And thanks for being able to bring my 6 foot father back to me for a short time, both when he was my 5'10 dad and even now that he's been gone for 8 years. It's nice to know that he's still with me, and while he can't read your books for himself any longer, I can still read them with him. For the Airline Pilot Guy here in Portland, this is your main man, Micah.